Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Drive-by dunk challenge. John Sears' house.
HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off. We're glad you're with us here. We are delayed a little bit to start tonight because of golf. Probably a lot of people watching that golf tournament today.
Players' Championship ran long, and the guy in red was in contention for a while.
Yeah, NBC knows how to ride a good thing. That's why NBC took Brooklyn 9-9. Hey, you can sound off at 515-282-9010. One of the night's hot topics, the Celtics crush the Cavs by 25. Marcus Morris helped limit LeBron to 15 points.
LeBron didn't even get a chance to flop in this one. It was over so early.
Come on.
Right? It was over so early. 515-282-9010. Let's sound off.
Major League Baseball spends countless hours exploring ways to attract young fans. League officials seem obsessed with pace of play and concerns over short attention spans. Here's an idea how to win new fans and keep old ones. Let them watch the games. MLB's blackout rules make about as much sense as a football bat. They're more outdated than 8-track tapes. They're trying to grow the game. Young people gravitate towards streaming, but even if fans buy the MLB TV package, they're often blacked out from the games they want to see most. It's ridiculous. Here at Iowa, we have our own special circle of blackout hell. Six major league teams claim the state. Six. Cubs, Cardinals, Royals, Twins, White Sox, and Brewers. On a given night, 40% of games could be blacked out. One motive is getting fans to show up at ballparks. But no one in Waukee decides to make a six-hour drive to Chicago because the game's not on TV. And they black these games out home and away. Well, the game's not on, let's go to Seattle. As with most things, the MLB motive is the most predictable one of all, money. Baseball makes billions off rights for regional and team networks. They want to protect that cash flow by forcing these cable and satellite packages on us. That way, ratings and ad rates stay as high as possible. But even some willing fans can't win for losing. NBC Sports Chicago carries 84 Cubs games this season, but Mediacom doesn't carry NBC Sports Chicago. Major League Baseball fans now skew older than any major sport, and it's easy to see why. The league makes decisions like we're still in the 1980s. MLB constantly polices video on social media while the NBA does not. Young people love social media, and the more pub for your sport, the better. Major League Baseball, stop stepping over dollars to pick up dimes. Fix this blackout nonsense. Do it while enough fans still care.
Okay, Keith, since we're in the ripping baseball mood, I'm going to stay on that train. Now, I like baseball. I played baseball all throughout my childhood. I loved playing catch with my dad in the backyard, taking BP. And then on game day, I was usually on first base. It was fun. But for some reason, with MLB, it feels like two steps forward, three steps back. They're trying to speed up the game with rule changes, make it more enjoyable, which I'm okay with. But then this week, we have a shoe controversy that has me shaking my head. The Cubs' Ben Zobrist has been wearing all black cleats at home during day games for 2 years. Zobrist likes the old school look. Ernie Banks and Stan Musial wore similar cleats 50 years ago. Well, Major League Baseball is having none of it. The fun police says no fun. Rules state players' shoes must feature at least 51% of the team's primary color. Black is not the Cubs' primary color, thus MLB is going to start fining Zobrist for wearing all black cleats. Really? This is what you're worried about, MLB? There's no political message, no obscene photograph on the shoes. They're all black cleats that pay homage to some of the game's greats. Cleveland Indians pitcher Mike Clevinger has also gotten the same notice from MLB. No fun! Clevinger's nickname is Sunshine, and he likes wearing custom cleats that express his outgoing personality. MLB says not anymore. I ask, what is the big deal? They're cleats! The NBA flourishes because of player personality, freedom with footwear, players can express themselves. Major League Baseball needs to lighten up. The game's popularity is declining with today's youth. Fining players because of footwear color is petty and childish. Let's get back to having fun.
Amen. I think some older guys like me are going to have to get used to the idea, too, of baseball players celebrating and being more exuberant, because young people do like that. You know, the NBA is getting a lot of these things right, and it's not a coincidence. The NBA is one sport that right now is holding steady at attracting young people. The average age is early 30s, where the average baseball watcher right now is mid-50s.
And look what the NFL did. You know, they took away the celebrations, and then all of a sudden this past season, what'd they do? They're slowly bringing them back because they see the fun. They're taking the fun out of it, but now they bring it back, and these kids are gravitating more towards it. You got to get the fun back into the games.
Can't have NFL stand for no fun league, right? Yeah. Dodger Denny, you have a thought on that Celtics-Cavaliers series. Now, the Cavaliers, Dodger Denny, are favored in this series, but the Celtics came out and made quite a Game 1 statement. What did you think?
Well, hi, guys. They played better than Cleveland. I understand that. And they've got a winning streak at home right now, but it's going to come to an end. It usually does when sometimes, you know, you get a team with a winning streak. But they're not going to play like that again. But they look like they were walking into sleep. And I don't believe what John said, that LeBron goes backwards or whatever he said. I don't think he does that. They're all doing that, but that's beside the point. But I think
they're
going to come back.
You mean the flopping?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not just funny, man. But, yeah, they all flop sometimes. But
They do. Or many
LeBron is an avid flopper.
LeBron is, he's one of the top floppers.
He's a top flopper in the league.
He's no Marcus Smart.
No.
I think they're going to come back and win game two because they'll play two at home. So I'm still going to root for the Cleveland.
All right, thank you, Dodger Denny. I can tell you this. I don't feel this series is over.
No, not bad.
It's one game.
No.
Yeah, this isn't...
We overreact on one game a lot of times.
It's like LeBron said, this isn't the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
You're not eliminated after one game.
No, LeBron will play better. Cleveland will play better. But you got to give Boston credit. I mean, they played really well. And if they keep playing defense like that on LeBron,
it is
over.
And if it comes down to coaching...
It's Boston.
You got like the Celtics. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref Judges. Steve in Des Moines says Grandview University president Kent Henning looks like actor Jake Gyllenhaal will in 20 years. Now that's interesting. Tiny Ref? I think Steve is right, but who thinks of this kind of thing?
You got to dig deep for that one, but I can kind of see a little bit like a 20 years
it,
Jake Gyllenhaal 20 years from now. I can kind of see it a little bit.
I know. Joe Green says NBA superstar LeBron James looks like Channel 13 legend Floppy.
It's spreading.
Oh, I get it. I see. LeBron flops a lot.
This is a Hall of Famer right here.
Oh, come on. Tiny Ruff.
No. This is a Hall of Fame lookalike right here.
That's not even a buzzer. Tiny Ruff just started booing.
Come on.
Guys, there's no excuse for David Price's latest injury. So why is it so easy to understand? Stay tuned. Here comes What's Bugging In.
can follow us on Twitter. It's at SoundOff13. We ask people who they want to see in the NBA Finals, Cavs or Celtics. Jens writes Cavs because of Kyle Korver, but I hope they play the Rockets.
Chris Williams, host of KXNO Fanatics, former intern here, writes Cavs because you always have a shot with LeBron on the floor. Despite Brad Stevens' greatness, Celts' two best players are on the bench. No way they beat Golden State.
Andy Fails knows to stay away from certain things, especially addictive things.
It's what's bugging Andy.
Red Sox pitcher David Price has carpal tunnel syndrome, but he did not get it from playing video games. At least, that's what he claims. Now, I find that hard to believe, but easy to understand. I suspect major league pitchers have a lot of spare time, and I know that video games are really, really good these days. Price and just about everyone else and their brother plays a game called Fortnite. And all I can say is, keep that stuff away from me. Fortnite is called out for its gratuitous violence and the way it glorifies killing and weapons. And critics fault it for sucking life away from adolescents and adults alike who need to be moving, reading, and living in the real world. Well, I don't know about that crap, but the reason that I don't want to go near Fortnite is I'm afraid I'll like it. Heck with that. I'm afraid I'll love it. I'm afraid I will sell my kids to the circus to free up more time to play it. And I look at Fortnite the same way I look at cocaine. Afraid I'll like it. Afraid what it'll turn me into. So I don't want to try it. And I don't want to fly first class. I don't want to try Blue Apron. I don't want to try those Fruity Pebble donuts. And no offense, Schwann's man, but I don't even want to see you on my street. I know myself, and myself is a potential junkie. Look, man, I love video games. We have Legend of Zelda on the Switch, and the kids can't get close to it because I'm all over it. The fascination with video games is one of the few things that kids born in the 70s have in common with kids born 4 years ago. They are a drug, and that drug is good. Too good. And the last thing I need is the newest, most improved version of it. I'm Andy Fails, and that's what's bugging me.
Thank you, Andy. My all-time favorite NBA players.
Oh, look who it is.
Yeah, plus we'll hear from Billy in Des Moines, Chad in Des Moines. More of your live takes. You can sound off at 515-282-9010. Sound Off Nation on Facebook. With Nick Collison retiring, Matt writes, 15 years in the pros? Man, does time fly. Maybe I should get over him not coming to Iowa already. Who's in your five? My favorite NBA players all time to watch. Number five, Magic Johnson. Love the exuberance, the court vision. Number four, Dr. J.
He's good.
Oh, man, he played with such elegance. Number three, Larry Bird.
Legend.
Love to watch the man shoot. Number two, LeBron James. Did not have a good game today, but I won't forget that third quarter against the Raptors anytime soon.
He's good.
And number one, John, you'll be happy to see your guy, Michael Jordan.
I like to watch him too.
Yeah, let's get back to the calls here. Chad is in Des Moines. Another guy I like to watch play is Tiger Woods. Chad, you have a thought on Tiger?
Yeah, I don't want to over-talk and build up the Tiger thing too much, but it's great for the game of golf that he looks like he's truly, back in his form. But I was just talking about, they're going to move Sawgrass, the players, up till March now. Do you think that will make any ramifications on their schedule to make that truly a fifth major or not, or will it detract from it?
Interesting point, interesting question. I don't think there will be an actual fifth major because they want history to stay in that Grand Slam
comparison.
There's
just the four majors,
But as he's saying, this is known as the fifth major, and you can see, I think the ratings will show, too, with Tiger in contention, that this was really watched.
Man, and there's just something about Tiger playing on Sundays when he's making a charge that I think people just gravitate towards. And golf is still going to be good with Rory and Jordan Spieth and these young guys. But when Tiger is there, man, it takes it to another level.
It did fall way off, though, when he was not contending. No one moves the needle in all of sports like Tiger contending. Dennis is in Marshalltown. Dennis, welcome to Sound Off. You had a thought on the MLB blackouts?
Yeah, I'm in total agreement with you. I don't know if you can remember the days of Jack Brickhouse.
I don't quite remember those days, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
Well, I'll tell you, I ran a bar, and when WGN broadcast every Cubs home game, my bar was full of people watching. But back when Jack Brickhouse would show a small section of the stand and say, we've got a sellout crowd, and then the next day it would come out, there was 3,000 people there.
Oh, man, I'd like to have a beer at your bar back in the day. Thank you very much for calling, Dennis. Nick Collison once co-hosted Sound Off, but he never tried to call himself Mr. Sound Off.
Well, he's missing out.
Well, he was a humble guy. Huh. Nick's part of Face Off next. You can email soundoff at whotv.com. Cyan Boone says, hey, I just got back from vacation. Did Barley give McCaffrey another extension?
That's a little harsh. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it Face-Off. Former Iowa State star Royce White has been in the news a lot lately. Royce was on E60 this week. White is a smart guy, outspoken on mental health issues, but he also told ESPN he is one of the top five players in the world. This seems like a bit of a stretch.
Well, Royce clarified with Cyclone Fanatics Chris Williams he meant at his position. There is no doubt Royce had top five potential. He once outplayed Anthony Davis, after all. But there's potential and there's unrealized potential.
Yep.
Post-Iowa State in basketball, Royce's unrealized potential, no matter the reasons.
Yep. Iowa Falls alum Nick Collison officially retired from the NBA this week. Collison played 15 years, all with one organization. Collison was never a star, but he was loved by all of his teammates.
Russell Westbrook loved Nick. Can't find anyone to say a bad word about Nick. They called him Mr. Thunder, and I'm sure if Seattle hadn't moved, he'd be Mr. Supersonic.
As long as he doesn't try to call himself Mr. Soundoff.
Come on.
I don't care if he once hosted. That's my title, right?
And you've given yourself that title. I don't think anybody else has.
I was given it by the fans.
No.
That love me.
I don't think that's accurate.
All right. Kurt Warner said he considered coming out of retirement to play in the NFL. Warner is 46, and he hasn't played in 8 years. I bet he can still throw it, and I'd love to see him try.
I really like Kurt Warner, which is why I'm glad he won't go through with this.
When Hall of Fame professional athletes retire, they usually go into broadcasting or just retire. Not Andre Dawson.
Nope.
The Hawk owns and operates a funeral home in Florida.
Is it too late to change his nickname to Undertaker? I imagine for many baseball fans in Florida, if they're going to go, they'd welcome the Hawk do the honors.
Man, just see his stature there, walking to the funeral home.
Man. Over under. Here we go. Over under NBA coaches. Overrated Dwayne Casey, NBA Coach of the Year for the Raptors, and fired.
Underrated Brad Stevens, Celtics, coach circles around Casey, did not receive a single vote from his peers for Coach of the Year. 8 coaches got a vote. He didn't get one. Seems like jealousy right there.
It does. 8 coaches get a vote, Brad Stevens. I bet if they took the vote down, maybe somebody would have to.
Are they trying to keep him down, knock him down a little bit? Because he seems like the hot young coach.
He's young. He didn't play in the NBA. Maybe.
Shut your mouth, old Murph and Sears. I don't want to see no tears. Sound off. 1 minute. Sound off. 1 minute.
He seems like he's getting increasingly aggressive.
Yeah, a little. He's like angrier every week.
All right, let's get to Billy in Des Moines. He's waited a long time. Billy, welcome to Sound Off.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Good. How are you?
Good. I'd like to say hi to all the mothers out there listening.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yeah. Guys.
This question is more of a gardening question for Murph, maybe. How do I get rid of early spider mites? What do I spray them with?
I don't know if I would spray them. I would try some eucalyptus sprigs. That often will work.
I got the, actually, if you find some essential oils, lemon.
Like a tea tree oil,
yeah.
Or maybe a...
Lemon, yeah. Garlic, rosemary, peppermint. Just kind of get some drops where the spiders are. That can deter or actually kill the spiders around your house.
Lavender sometimes will work in that too.
Yeah.
Dennis is in Johnston. Dennis?
Yeah. Keith, with your top... NBA players, you didn't have any centers. What about Bill Russell, Walt Chamberlain, or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
They weren't the best players. They were my favorite players to watch of all time. And I'm not old enough really to have remember seeing Bill Russell play or Wilt Chamberlain. So, and I just didn't find Kareem Abdul-Jabbar exciting enough to move him into the top five. Shaq, almost.
Close.
But, yeah, those are my five favorite to watch, not the five best of all time.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Dennis. Spike is in, Spike is in Thor. First call from Thor. Welcome to the show, Spike.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Spike and Thor.
From Thor, Iowa.
Yeah, my nephew, Harlan Steffensmeyer,
yes.
Won a state championship this year, is an academic, achieved, Are you still there?
We're here. Are you?
Oh, yes, I am. Sorry about that.
All right, that's okay.
Rewind.
My nephew, Alan Steffensmeyer, wrestled Fort Madison, and he just got an academic, and the boy is going to go.
Well, congratulations to him, and I'm sure all of Thor.
Population 180.
It's great to hear from Thor. It's great to see the majestic American Eagle. What a way to wrap up. That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are too.
We leave you with the Sound Off send off. Drake Bulldogs celebrate a conference tournament championship on their own field.
Way to go, Drake.
Drake earns the Missouri Valley's automatic bid to the NCAA softball tournament. There's my man Griff.
I love Griff.
The Dogs play BYU Thursday in Eugene, Oregon.